This is WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
This morning, we'll be talking about the Rutherford County Library System, and we're joined in studio today by Katie Turner, Youth Service Coordinator, and also Ollie Miller, also with the Youth Services Department within the Library System. So how are both of y'all doing today?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Good, yeah.
I've got lots of notes here of lots of things to talk about.
So much.
Everything from cupcakes to musical events like musical bingo. I've never heard of musical bingo.
Yeah, I forget which branch is doing musical bingo. Oh, maybe that's us. That is MGL, too. We've got different people in each community. We kind of get to have our niche for each different group. And so, yeah, so MGL is doing the musical bingo on June 17th, and that should be really fun.
And the cool thing is you guys have a calendar of events that's really easy to navigate and understand. I mean, everything's listed there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cupcake Wars, I'm just curious, what is that?
Yeah, that's what I was just telling Ollie. I know they had bought a bunch of cupcake mix. But yeah, Cupcake Wars, that's also at MGL Branch in Patterson Park Community Center. They're going to be doing Cupcake Wars. You do have to register in advance, but it is open to all ages. And there will be a sign-up sheet, or you can come in person or call to register for that. Some delicious judging there. I don't know who gets to judge.
So are kids going to be making the cupcakes there?
I don't know if they're going to be making them there. Or
that'll be interesting. Kids and cupcakes together, that's a good combination.
Sounds delightful.
It does. What else is happening within the library system? I know I've heard a lot about summer reading, for one.
Yeah, we're going to be doing our summer reading program. Registration will kick off at Limeball on the 27th of May, and then we'll have our kickoff party for it on June 2nd.
Mm-hmm. June 2nd is the big kickoff for the summer reading.
For yes. Limeball, yeah.
Yeah.
For Limeball, right. Mm-hmm. Now, I know at the Tech Center, it seems like they're always doing just all types of hands-on activities. Mm-hmm. And of course, you can go there to do all types of hands-on activities. Tell us more about what's happening there.
Yeah, I know the Tech is doing a special Butterfly Day.
Butterfly there it is, yeah. Education.
The Butterfly Education and Awareness Day on Saturday, May 31st. So not this Saturday, but next. And they're going to talk about butterflies and why we should protect them. They're going to talk about their wings and life cycle and the plants that they need to live. I know that's one of those things I think we hear about a lot from the Master Gardeners, too. You know, keep your wildflowers up so butterflies have somewhere to go. And yeah, they're going to actually do some crafts and a butterfly release May 31st.
And then the Master Gardeners, they do a program there, too, I believe, at least, what, once a month or
once
so?
Once a month. Mm-hmm.
When you look at all the different events within the library system, you know, libraries didn't used to be about all the events. So it's really changed and taken a new shape over the years.
Yeah, it's a bit more of a community center. Yeah. Now
it's wild how many things do take place there, and there's so much you can learn within the library. I know that's never changed. I mean,
right.
Libraries
are a source of knowledge.
That's right. But you have all these added programs now, and I say you have them now, but you've had them for years now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What else is happening within the library system?
Well, like Ollie said, we've got just a week away. You can start signing up for the summer reading program. And that, talking about things that don't change, that is still kind of the same. We're encouraging everybody to read during the summer, combat that summer slide.
I was going to say kids, teens, adults.
Everybody.
Anybody, yeah.
Yeah.
It's neat how it's for all ages, too. And mm-hmm. all ages can get prizes all
exactly.
throughout the summertime.
Yeah, yeah. At Lineball, we've got different prizes for kids and teens and adults. Because really, a couple of years ago, we started pushing the adult participation a little bit more and reminding adults that they get different prizes than the than little fidgety toys. We want parents to model reading for their kids, too. It's not just about reading for education, but also reading as a lifelong hobby, as a lifelong way of keeping your brain active.
You know, you sometimes hear reports about how maybe adults don't read as much as they used to, but at the same time, they're reading online, it seems like 24/7 almost. So, I mean, they are, it's just not the same, maybe the same subjects.
Yeah.
But now, within the library, you can check out books online, too. Download those and read those online, just like any other book.
Yeah, we've actually got a couple of new digital resources for that. So, we still have Libby and Hoopla. Those are our main two sources for digital ebooks and audiobooks and digital materials. But also, we just added Lote for Kids and Era Books. And both of those are digital resources you can access through our website. And Lote for Kids has a ton of ebooks and materials that are in a variety of languages. So no matter what language you speak, it's probably there, which is really great for our community. For those who are, English is not their first language, you can find something that's, you know, maybe not available in the public library on the shelf. And then Era Books as well has a lot of ebooks and kid books that kind of like read to you, and the art kind of moves a little bit. I always find that really engaging.
I was going to ask, what are kids books like online? Because, you know, with adult books online, just a lot of words usually. But for kids, what do you have in that line?
A lot of it, the kid books, like you have access to graphic novels through Hoopla, right, which is really great.
They're more interactive too, though, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Bookflix is really good for that too. I didn't mention that one, but Bookflix is a subscription through Scholastic, and they have a ton of books online, kind of in a, they'll pair a fiction and a nonfiction book together. And same thing, when it's being narrated, it kind of like zooms in and out of different illustrations. It's really fun.
I'm sure the kids love it. Mm-hmm. How interactive are parents today? I mean, do you do surveys on that within the library system? Do you see a lot of interaction with parents and children as far as reading to their kids?
Oh, absolutely. Especially in my section, I see kids and parents reading together all the time. It's really nice.
How important is that as far as a developing child goes and making sure that they do learn how to read?
I mean, I think it's super important. It shows them that, hey, this is a fun thing to do. And I think it strengthens a bond between a parent and a child.
When y'all look back, I'm curious, what got y'all into working at the library, and specifically children and working with kids?
I actually grew up in this library. I remember when it was across the square at Center for the Arts now. I've always been involved in the library, and it's really fun to... I actually found Carol, who used to work at the branch manager at Linebaugh, had found some old pictures when she was going through some archives, and found some pictures of me making a butterfly feeder, which we did with the kids 2 summers ago. Yeah, it's really cool.
I was just going to say... Sorry, this is my first time being on the radio.
No.
I used to work with kids before I went to college, and so I finally got the opportunity to do that again, just a different setting. And I've loved this job ever since.
It's got to be interesting from day to day, because kids, they say the funniest stuff. Especially if you're reading a book to them, I'm sure they blurt out all types of things, and they think it should end one way, and you're reading it to end another way.
Yeah. Well, we've already pulled our, speaking of storybooks, we've already pulled our books for the summer reading program. We're totally ready for our story times at Linebaugh. And the theme this year, I don't know if we'd said the theme yet, the theme this year is Color Our World. And so it's all art themed, which is a lot more tangible than some of our recent themes have been, which I appreciate. So yeah, we've got a bunch of stories about creativity and confidence in yourself and thinking outside the box, which is really fun. Very excited to kick that off. Our first story time will be Tuesday, June 3rd.
So June 3rd, you know, it's almost like the library has become, and really I guess it's been like this, a secondary classroom for kids, especially during the summertime.
And that's the goal, right? Is, like I said earlier, to combat that summer slide and keep kids active and engaged throughout the summer, so that when they go back to school, they're ready. That, yeah, we've got story times, we've got book clubs, we've got a couple of write-ins for teens.
What are write-ins?
So Taylor Davis is at, she's our teen youth services librarian, and she has had so many great clubs and programs this year. And one of them was the Teen Creative Writing Club, which is something that we offered a couple of years ago, but kind of fizzled. And so we had a lot of demand for it again. And so we started that back up in the spring. And Teen Creative Writing Club, they didn't want to stop meeting. And we're a little concerned about our schedule during the summer and still continuing that club. So as a compromise, we've got 2 teen write-ins during the summer, and teens can just come in, and it's 2-hour blocks. And the first one is June 12th at 1 p.m. And they're just going to get to write creative, do some creative writing, practice some things, bounce ideas off of each other. Should be a really good time.
Does AI play a role in teenagers or maybe even young adults writing today? And have you explored that within the library?
I have not.
I also have not.
I have played with AI in the context of trying to get it to write me a puppet show. It was okay.
Have y'all talked about that in Girls Who Code at all? Or?
You know, that is true. So we did talk about AI in Girls Who Code. We did an AI zine in April when the kids were working on their projects, but we needed something to do all together as a group still in Girls Who Code on Thursdays. And so we did an AI zine, which is like a mini magazine. And it was, like I said, all about AI, and it had a bunch of different projects and things to do with it, and taught the kids a little bit about ChatGPT and generative AI. And we made some pictures pictures, and it was fun.
I'm sure it'll become a class in every high school at some point or another, because, you know, there's right ways you could use it, and then there's wrong ways, of course, which we hear more about the wrong ways, it seems like. But it does seem like it could be a very effective tool in helping teenagers with their creative writing in a lot of ways.
Maybe, yeah.
So within the library system, of course, we're talking about things that are happening for all ages, but what else is happening, like, in your department? A million things.
Yeah, a million things. I mean, yeah. I'm still going to be running Teen Anime and Manga Club throughout the summer. We'll be doing showings of three different movies, one in June, one in July, and one in August.
How popular is anime today?
I'd say pretty popular. More popular than ever, actually, yeah.
Yeah, we can't keep our young adult manga on the shelf. It's pretty popular.
I was going to say, I think Taylor's actually buying... That's most of her graphic novel budget, yeah.
Yeah, at least this last cart, because we're at the end of the fiscal year. I know she spent quite a bit on manga.
For those who are not familiar with anime or any of that stuff, there are a long list of books available that are anime-related with characters, or what are they like?
We have... Smyrna has all the good stuff. But we have a really solid library, too. We have Soul Eater and Beastars, you know, all the good ones, all the classics. Yeah, it's basically, like, I describe it, if I'm pitching it, it's like a Japanese comic book, basically.
So there are comics throughout it. I mean, it's a story told through comics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the books that you have available, do they look like every other book? Are they like thick paperbacks, or are they, what are
they're
they?
They're different in one very specific way.
Yes. They're backwards.
Okay.
So what we read.
Yeah.
So you read it from the back to the front.
Yeah, basically.
That's a little
right
different.
Left.
Yeah.
Now, is that how all Japanese books are, or is that just anime?
I
believe that's how their alphabet is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Probably.
That's how they read.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know about all Japanese books, manga for sure. I've never come across one where it's like the way we read.
I wonder where that started. I mean, I wonder why they started doing that. I guess from the very beginning, books backwards, which to them would be frontwards, I guess. But yeah, that is fascinating. They don't watch movies backwards there.
No.
When you go to the library for the kids section, for the young adult section, these are all in separate areas within the library. So if any parents are worried about their young child going over to the young adult section, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory once you get there.
Yeah.
Right. I was going to say, there's a giant yellow sticker on the spine that says YA. So.
Yeah, and we have our leveled cards now. So kids 12 and under, the default library card that they get when they're signing up for the first time is a juvenile card that grants them access to the easy books, the board books, the juvenile nonfiction books, the juvenile fiction chapter books, and juvenile graphic novels. So if parents want to opt their kids into a different section, like the young adult section or unrestricted adult access upstairs too, they have to fill out a form for that. But those sections are all separated in the library.
And then when somebody does go to the library and they want to look up to find if you guys have XYZ book, it's not the same card catalog that people may have grown up with.
No,
I mean, it's quite different.
Yeah, it hasn't been a card catalog for a bit. It's all on a computer that we've got on the desk. And there's a couple different stations around the library. So, yeah, there's one right in the adult fiction section upstairs that I find really convenient, because I'll go up sometimes and be like, oh, what was that author's name again? It's right there.
So that people aren't intimidated when they visit the first time, maybe in a lot of years, what do they do when they get there? Is it like Google? Do you type it in, whatever the name of the book is?
Yeah. I mean, the catalog is just, that's the default screen for those catalog computers. So yeah, you can just walk up and type in whatever you're looking for, or key terms, or...
It's a lot easier than what it used to be, for sure.
Yeah, it's a lot faster.
Well, I was going to say, I think some books have tags as well. So mm-hmm. if you can't remember, you're looking for a specific theme or genre.
We do a lot of that. Hey, I'm looking for a book about dinosaurs.
Or vampires, or, you know, something like that. Yeah.
Are there classes for those who are returning to the library who may be in their...
Yeah, actually, I was going to say, I do cover how to use our catalog and some of our digital resources in our Library One for homeschoolers. That pauses during the summer, but it is normally the second Monday of every month at 11 a.m., teaching families how to use the library. So I guess it's not just, I guess it could be for new, you know, library patrons too, but yeah, it's pitched for homeschoolers.
Well, I was going to say, some parents sit in on it too, and
yeah.
like, oh yeah, yeah. wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Makes sense now.
Yeah.
And for those listening, what you have there at the library, you know, at Limbaugh, at MGL, all the libraries, it's pretty much the same across the country. I mean, at most libraries, that's how you go about looking up books today.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know there's a lot of people, especially older adults, who have not been back to the library probably in a lot of years. And just so they know, they can rest at ease.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're not comfortable with a computer system, you can just talk to somebody at circulation. I mean, that's why we're here. Totally welcome to ask a question and they'll look it up for you.
I was going to say, always helpful to help out.
Now, something cool. You guys have a lot of book characters that come and visit. You've got authors who come and visit and talk about the books they've written. Are there any events like that are coming up?
I don't have any local authors coming this summer.
We do have a character visiting this summer, though, for our kickoff.
We do.
Who is the character?
For copyright purposes, she is the Tower Princess.
The Tower Princess.
I'm not familiar
with the Tower Princess.
She has really long hair. Lives in a tower.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's Rapunzel. We'll say it's Rapunzel, but inspired by the Disney movie Tangled. Rapunzel's going to be at the summer reading kickoff at Line Bar, and that's again on Monday, June 2nd at 10 a.m. And she's going to do stories and a sing along, which is so exciting. And we're going to be really messy. So if kids want to dress up in their like princess and princely finest, that's great. But we are going to play with paint. So
paint in the library. That's,
yeah.
Wow.
So cautious fun. So we'll put lots of tablecloths down on the carpeting in the children's section. And then we've got these dividers that we're going to pin up some paper on and have a big mural already plotted out. I don't know if have you seen the movie Tangled? Do you know what I'm talking about? Where she paints her walls?
You know, I probably did, but I didn't pay attention.
That's kind of a big part of that story when she's in her tower is her painting. Anyway, and so we're gonna paint out a big mural that will then hang on the wall for the rest of summer reading.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Super excited.
Are there certain characters who come to the library to visit who kids go crazy over more so versus others?
Yes. Bluey likes to visit from time to time.
Bluey is a special friend.
Yes.
And kids go nuts over Bluey.
Oh, kids, my gosh.
The dog, was it a hound dog from Australia?
She's a blue heeler, yeah.
Blue heeler from Australia, okay. But kids go nuts over that.
Oh, yeah.
You would not believe.
That's Bluey funny.
Day, we had a bring your child to the library day, and it was Bluey themed, and we had almost 800 people show up. It was
in
a big deal.
In 2 hours.
Yeah. It was a big deal.
It was a lot, yeah. But that was also, that's like Ollie's bar for like whether he can handle something or not.
He's
I was like, if it's not Bluey Day, it's fine.
I can do anything after Bluey Day. I'm invincible.
So you have kids getting their picture made with Bluey, getting Bluey's autograph, or they do it that as well?
Mm. Oh my gosh. We had like a blue healer who's a friend of the family or a family member, extended family member of the library. Did her little paw in some blue ink and like made autographs, and so Bluey handed out those autographs when you got her your picture with her. It was adorable. And we had ears, like headband ears that you could make as a craft, and we had fairy wands, and we played Keepy Uppy.
There were lots of Bluey themed snacks that went immediately.
Immediately, yeah. I was not working that day. I stopped in with
Smart.
My kiddo.
Smart.
Yeah. they had it. It was a lot of people, but they had it. But I stopped in with my kiddo, who's one of those like I'm too old for this, but also loves Bluey.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked in and she was like, I saw one of our volunteers, one of our teen volunteers, just like repeatedly opening up Capri Sun packs. And that was all he was doing, was opening Capri Sun, because literally like could not keep the table stocked. It was impressive.
I think all kids, there's a certain age, maybe it's 5, maybe it's 6, where they like to say they're too old or they're too mature for this.
Too
however
cool.
they word it at age 5 or 6. But it's hilarious when they get to that point, because you can watch them and you know that they still love doing X, Y, Z. It's awesome. It's funny.
I was going to say, we had teens show up for Bluey.
Yeah.
Just like on their own. Like, not with parents.
I don't picture teens being in love with Bluey. But
well, I mean, like, really I was going to say 16, 17-year-olds came in and they were like...
I guess they grew up watching Bluey or reading Bluey or something along those lines.
Well, Bluey's fairly new
I know it's got a really big like adult fandom.
It's... Well, it's a little bit more honest about what parenting is actually like, which is appreciated.
So parents can learn from Bluey.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. All of this part of the Rutherford County Library System. And if anybody would like to learn more, go to the library website, the calendar of events.
Yeah.
got it. It has everything on there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we've got so many performers coming. The International Folk Fest dancers, Mr. Bond Science Guys, Runaway Puppet Theater, the Tennessee Philharmonic. All of those dates are on the library. They're hitting several different branches. So yeah, it's going to be great.
Coming up next in just a second, we're going to hear more about the library and the summer reading program as well. So we'll get to that in just a second. But again, with us in studio, we have Katie Turner and also Ollie Miller. Thank you both for joining
Thanks
us.
Thanks so much.
For sure.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. You can find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro. Have you ever thought you'd like to have a piece of living, moving art in your home? If so, come take a stroll through our relaxing aquarium section. Discover how you can enjoy that tranquil feeling every day at home. Whether you have a saltwater, freshwater, or brackish aquarium, we've got you covered here at Animal City. Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank, we're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Hello from the Rutherford County Library System. This is Amanda bringing you library news and events from our 6 branches around the county and what's going on at your library system. Smyrna Public Library and the J.J. McWilliams Old Rock School Park recently unveiled a new storybook trail on May 14th. The ribbon-cutting ceremony was attended by partners, library employees, and members of the community. The storybook trail presents a children's storybook on child height panels along a short trail to encourage interaction between parents and guardians and their children around books and nature. It currently features 19 panels from the book Red House, Tree House, Little Bitty Brown Mouse by Jane Goodwin. Beginning at the playground and ending along the library parking lot near the pond, the library hopes this trail will promote early literacy, exercise, and a sense of community for everyone who visits. This trail was made possible by the United Way of South Central Tennessee, the Governor's Early Literacy Foundation, and the Ingram Content Group. We also want to thank Smyrna Parks and Recreation and the Town of Smyrna for their help bringing this new trail to life. You can stop by Smyrna anytime to see the trail at 400 Enon Springs Road West, Smyrna, Tennessee. And in case you missed it, RCLS would like to congratulate Historical Research Center Supervisor Kayla Willoughby on being confirmed as the new county genealogist by the Rutherford County Commission. Kayla replaces Susan Daniel, who stepped down after serving for 46 years. Rutherford County Archives Director John Lottle said this of Kayla. Kayla is in a key position in terms of researching our rich and diverse local history. She will continue making great strides in connecting researchers to their ancestors through the records of our historical past. Those at RCLS who have worked with Kayla and the patrons who have visited the Historical Research Center know she is passionate about her work and is more than deserving of the position of county genealogist. Also, all branches of the Rutherford County Library System will be closed Monday, May 26th in observance of Memorial Day. And remember, you are not required to be an RCLS cardholder to attend live events and groups or to visit the library. Now, let's hear from Limebaugh Youth Services.
Hello, this is Katie Turner, Youth Services Coordinator at Limebaugh Public Library.
And this is Ollie Miller, Youth Services Assistant at Limebaugh.
We are so excited for this summer's Color Our World Summer Reading Program. That's right, we're diving into all techniques and aspects of artistic expression. We'll discuss the science behind light and color, learn about famous artists and their work, and really let our creativity shine. Registration opens system-wide on Tuesday, May 27th. Limebaugh's program kicks off on Monday, June 2nd at 10 a.m. with a special guest and a painting project, so make sure you wear something that can get a little messy.
We have fun art programs planned for every day of the week this summer. On Mondays, we'll feature our Dewey Windwheel with prizes for checking out nonfiction books and our new Make It Monday events. All ages story times will be every Tuesday morning with STEAM programming we've titled STEAM Splash every Tuesday afternoon. Wednesdays will feature our performers. I'll let Katie tell you more about those.
and an afternoon story time for those who prefer programming later in the day. Thursdays will be itty-bitty story times for our 0 to 23-month-old patrons, and the summer session of Girls Who Code Club. And Fridays, as always, will feature an in-house movie for our Friday family film events.
Wow. And besides those events you mentioned, Ollie, Lineball Public Library is a summer feeding site again this summer. Children 18 and younger may receive a free lunch every weekday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. We're also planning several self-directed art projects that will be available for patrons to participate in each week. Now, Ollie mentioned performers. Who do you think we have coming back this year?
Well, my favorite last year was the Runaway Puppet Theater. Will we have a performance from them?
We will. The Runaway Puppet Theater will be here in July. This year's annual International Folk Fest dancers are from Poland and will be at Lineball on Tuesday, June 10th at 10 a.m. We'll also feature performances from Mr. Bond's Science Guys, the Tennessee Philharmonic Quartet, Dow Street Music School, and a virtual visit with the critters of the Tennessee Aquarium.
Our annual father-daughter tea party will be on Saturday, June 14th at noon. This event is always a hit, but space is limited, so please be sure to register online starting May 27th.
May 29th is the start of our summer session of the Girls Who Code Club. This book club is open to all rising 3rd through 5th graders. It's not just for girls, and meets every Thursday at 4 p.m. Join us for a fun mystery as we read The Friendship Code.
We have a lot of great events planned for our tweens and teens this summer as well. It all starts with our Nailed It Bad Art Day on June 7th at 2 p.m. Don't miss our Happy Little events every Saturday in June and July. We're also starting a preteen cuisine series on Friday afternoons. Learn new recipes and nutrition tips in this tween and teen class and eat what you make. Ages 10 to 18 are welcome.
Our brand new teen book club is for those who have read a book, watched the movie adaptation, and found themselves saying, actually, to point out a discrepancy. In the Actually Book Club, we'll watch and read two young adult books and movies over the course of the summer. Book and movie selections will be posted online.
Join us in the club room on June 14th for the Teen Anime and Manga Club. This summer, we're watching some of our favorite anime.
The Teen Advisory Board, Teen Board Game Club, and Reading Pause programs will run throughout the summer. For more information about any of Lineball Library's programs, please contact 615-893-4131, extension 114, visit our Youth Services page at rclstn.org, or follow us for all of our events on the RCLS Facebook page.
We hope to see you soon at Lineball.
The Friends of Lineball Library invite you to become a member. For over 40 years, Friends has given its support to such library activities as the summer and winter reading programs, the Pen Pals program that brings children's book authors to schools, and the popular Bookmobile. Membership forms may be picked up at the circulation desk at Lineball Library, Myrtle Glanton Lord Library, and Tech, or email us at foalintheborough@gmail.com. Once you join, you will receive our quarterly e-newsletter, access to two members-only book sales, and an invitation to our local author event. We look forward to your support.
Smyrna Public Library's summer reading program will color your world. This is branch manager Cassandra Taylor, and I wanted to invite everyone to the Smyrna Public Library on June 3rd at 10 a.m. for our summer reading program kickoff. Come touch a truck, explore the bookmobile, fire truck, ambulance, and a police car. Enjoy hands-on fun with the Smyrna Outdoor Adventure Center, a day full of excitement, resources, and community connection. Plus, there will be resources for the whole family with booths from Friends of Smyrna Library, Diana Health, WellPoint, the ABA Centers of Tennessee, and the State of Tennessee Regional Intervention Program. And don't forget to stop by and say hi to Ollie Otter. It all happens at the Smyrna Public Library, June 3rd, starting at 10 a.m., 400 Enon Springs Road West, Smyrna, Tennessee. Books, adventure, and community. Come color our world and kick off your summer in style. This kickoff is a big day to register your child, yourself, and your whole family for summer reading. A little spotlight for our new summer programs at Smyrna Public Library. There's the No Pressure Book Club for adults. Get creative with crafty workshops now offered weekly. And express yourself in our new community art class every Friday. Plus, don't miss our June special guest, the colorful Puerto Rican Folk Fest, June 10th at 10 a.m. With so much more, like Mr. Bond's Science Guys, the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, and so many other great story times and activities for kids and teens throughout the summer. There is also a free lunch program Monday through Friday beginning at 11 until noon. So please visit rclstn.org for more details about events at the Smyrna Public Library.
Hello everyone, this is Kathleen from the Technology Engagement Center located next to Hobgood Elementary School in Murfreesboro. Summer reading program is about to begin, and so it's time to wind down another amazing year of Tiny and Tinker Tech. We've had so much fun together. Let's wrap it up in style with a festive party full of bubbles, popsicles, crafts, music, and stories. Thanks for spending your time with us, friends. We're so glad you've been part of the adventure this year. We'll be celebrating on Thursday, May 29th. Come fly with us on Butterfly Education and Awareness Day. It's a fun-filled event where we'll discover just how amazing butterflies really are, from their colorful wings to their incredible life cycle. We'll learn why these beautiful creatures need our help and explore the plants that they depend upon to survive. Enjoy hands-on crafts, fascinating butterfly facts, and the exciting release of our very own hand-raised butterflies. This is an all-ages event on May 31st. Our Mother's Day Maker event was so successful, we had to plan for Father's Day too. We'll have a fun-filled time with the Kids Maker Workshop. You'll create a heartfelt, handmade gift just for Dad. We'll provide all the supplies. Kids, bring your creativity. The perfect way to make something memorable for Dad that he'll treasure forever. Ages 2 and up, please pre-register via our events calendar on the website. We'll be trying something new at the Tech. It's going to be Cephalopod Week, June 16th through 21st. A full week of fun as we dive into the amazing world of our tentacled creatures. There'll be daily events like story time with the bookmobile, a scavenger hunt with prizes, and a watch party, all in honor of our ocean friends. Visit our website for the full schedule and get squiddy with it. Hey adults, are you into cephalopods and reading? The Sci-Fry Book Club title for June is Many Things Under a Rock, The Mysteries of Octopuses. And we're meeting at the Tech on Sunday, June 29th. Don't miss it. There's just no escaping a good time with octopi. As part of the summer reading theme, Color Our World, the Tech will have a tiny art showcase, a passive art project for adults this summer. Watch social media or stop by the Tech for more information. And we can all get inspired by the art of local artist Carol Burning, which will be displayed at the Tech in the month of June. We do have a few computer basic classes scheduled for June. One is QR codes and photo books, and the other is video calls with family and friends. Take a look at the website for scheduling. And our favorites, Python and the last coding class, will be continuing. All these details are on our website. And remember, all programs are free and open to the public. Hope to see you this summer.
The Rutherford County Library System comprises 6 branches and a bookmobile throughout Rutherford County, including Limebaugh, Smyrna, Eagleville, MGL inside Patterson Park, the Technology Engagement Center, and the newly opened Historical Research Center. And remember, All RCLS events are free and open to the public unless otherwise stated. Please check our calendar at rclstn.org and social media for a full list of virtual and in-person programming and events. For a list of all the events you heard here today and for more information, please call 615-893-4131 or visit rclstn.org.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.